Hello and welcome to Emerald Expressions, where we use words to polish the gem that is the human mind. I'm your host, Jaira, the Emerald Emir, and today we are joined by...
Oh, I'm Kieran, best cousin. I watch anime and read manga. I play video games sometimes.
He's a sweet, sweet boy.
Don't spread that, bro.
Kieran, no one who isn't like West Indian at best, probably no one who's Guyanese, no one who isn't Guyanese will understand what I just said.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe a couple of Trinis will understand what I just said, but other than that, most people are really like, what?
Oh.
What did he say? A sweet bite?
Huh? If I go on Google,
okay.
If I go on Google and be like, what? Let me Google that. Yo, nah.
They won't know how to spell it. Because, like, shit, sometimes I don't even know how to spell, like,
guys. Yeah, they give him a sweet, and then, like, they give him a bye as, they give him a bye as, they be like, yo,
I don't know how to spell it. You don't want people to know what it is.
Yeah, man,
but now nah, this man's a walking manga / anime encyclopedia.
I mean, something like that. Yeah, I'm working on it.
His my anime list goes crazy, goes stupid.
Yeah, but I've been watching some new anime the past few weeks.
Yeah. The buddy just got Netflix and Hulu and all them thing, so I might be looking out for some new anime to put on.
They got some ones on there.
Yeah, I saw a couple, but you know, you be exploring things and finding out random things. You're more connected to the pipeline than I am because I be busy.
Yeah, more.
Almost that's a rock.
Yeah, man. All right, yo, Chris.
Sorry,
since you got side story.
I'm just
doing an intro.
Yeah, I'm Chris. I'm a grad student, and I like anime and video games and history and theory. It's nice, enjoyable.
Pretty much like a calmer version of myself.
Yeah, man.
Because like we have very similar interests, which is dope. It's always cool having friends that you can have shared interest with. I'm just a little bit wonky. But then again, that's part of the reason why the people come back. Like this podcast is known for. Wild tangents where we just have fun. All right. Let me introduce the topic for today. Get back on point a little bit. Today's topic is a deep dive into the genre of sports anime, which is a strange yet fun hybrid that brings together otaku and sports fans and somehow manages to be better than the sum of its parts. Before we start the questions, do you have anything you want to like add to that or say about sports anime in general?
I just want to preface this. The only sports anime I've actually seen are too niche. Well, I don't even think sports really, or what you can call them, sports anime, right? Because they're not like Haikyuu about volleyball, they're not Diamond No Ace.
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen any of those.
It's not.
The only two I've seen are IGPX and Air Gear.
IGPX. I forgot about that, bro. Nah, I forgot that was
IGPX. That was one of the Toonami. I think that was Toonami's only original anime, if I remember correctly.
I think so. I think they co-produce it.
Wait, what studio was that? Was it Studio Beam? It was some studio. They co-produced it with the anime studio.
It was co-produced by Production IG, the studio that made
Production IG. Studio Dean or Production IG. It was the same people that made Blood Plus
Anime Ghost in the Shell. Well, Blood Plus, I don't think it was made by Production IG, but I know they make
Blood something. What is it?
It's Blood Plus.
They made Psycho Pass as well.
You know what I'm talking about? The one where it's like the teenage girl, she's like a half vampire or something, and she has to like kill other vampires. You know what I'm talking about?
Plus, but that's not made. Let me see who that's made by.
You know what I'm talking about? I thought it was Production IG, but right, you know, my memory not too good.
Oh, yeah, it was produced by both. It was produced by two, IG and Aniplex, both of them.
Yeah, right.
Nah. I'm on my laptop.
See, I know at least a little bit of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not entirely blowing smoke up me ass.
I never plus because like I used to watch it on and off on like Adult Swim. But I was just like, this is all right, I guess.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I have vague memories. moving on. So, first question. What do you think are some of the better sports animes, or what are some sports animes you would like to mention and have people maybe check out if they haven't, or you think are best among the genre? It's just sports anime.
Let me see. Oh, in general?
I mean, if we talk about influential, Tomorrow's Joe or Ashita no Joe, yeah, I mentioned that one.
Oh, yeah, Hajime no Ippo. That's old, too. That's a classic.
Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah.
Ippo is at me, but I'm currently mad at that series for things I will not go into for spoilers.
Yo. What do you call it?
Prince of Tennis?
Yeah, Princess. I'm watching that right now. Yeah, Prince of Tennis. That's pretty cool. Slam Dunk, which is basketball.
Slam Dunk.
It came out like the 90s.
Slam Dunk, the classic.
Yeah. Let's see some other good ones. Well, I want to started. Well, I have my list. It's Captain Tsubasa, which is like soccer. I think that's the only soccer anime that I know about. Tsubasa.
Is that the one where he's
there's a lot of good soccer ones. Like Clean Freak Aoyama.
Yeah.
Night in the Field or something like that. Soccer. It's Night in the something. I forget. But basically like one kid's older brother was like a national soccer player for Japan. Mm-hmm. And like he died in a car crash, and then the kid who had a bad heart got his older brother's heart, and like suddenly got his older brother's soccer skills. It's anime.
Pretty good.
It's anime. Giant Kung is another great one. If we're including like daggish ones, Inazuma 11 is fun.
Yeah.
That's a great show. It's not very realistic, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, Inazuma.
There's a lot of great soccer ones. Another great soccer.
I've heard good things about Free, the swimming anime.
Oh, Free. I haven't watched Free. But I see all the thirsty girls, they like it, so I might check it out eventually. Yuri on Ice is another
Yo, I was just about to say that. That one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
See, wait, actually, I'll get it. I'll leave that for later because we're going to touch up on that, but. What's another good one? Major?
Oh, Major.
Major.
Yeah. I think that's an old one.
Yeah. Baby Steps is another good one. Baby Steps.
This
one, we cannot forget to mention Haikyuu.
Yeah, Haikyuu. I mean, Kuroko Basket. That's like one of the most.
Can't forget to mention that one as well. Yawamushi Pedal.
Yo, all he's saying, like I wrote these on a notepad. I'm just like, yo, let me
you checking out? You writing down stuff to check out later?
I have them on a notepad.
Yawamushi Pedal. Yeah, it's a great show. It's really entertaining.
Okay.
Actually, there's a Yawamushi Pedal, and then there's a sequel. I forget the subtitle of the sequel. I gotta finish the sequel. I think I'm like 10 episodes in or something.
Oh, the sequel has an anime already.
Yeah. Like, I think they did a sequel like a year or two after the first came out.
I'm on my computer right now, so I'm over like legit just looking.
For a fact, it's on Crunchyroll. It might be other places too, probably. But I know for a fact, if you want to watch it, it's on Crunchyroll.
Are we counting Beyblade?
Oh, word!
Beyblade! No! That actually... That actually brings me into the next question.
We're gonna hold on.
What do you guys think counts as a sports anime? A few examples that I was thinking of that are somewhat questionable or like No Game No Life. Hikaru no Ben, Chi or Fruit. Like, are those considered sports? Because like, or there aren't any like major chess ones that I can think of, which is kind of sad. But like, I want a sport chess anime or a chess manga. But like, do you consider that a sport? It's like a competitive thing, but it's not. Or No Game No Life is like, it's all about games, but are those considered sports though?
I feel like there's a Venn diagram.
Like competitive sports. Like you can also say like Yu-Gi-Oh, Beyblade, Bakugan, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh.
You consider those types of shows to be sports anime?
Jeez.
I mean, well,
I feel like. Mm-hmm. Listen. I feel like they're more slice of life, right? Like, they have to be classified as sports in our...
I mean, you could have multiple genres, though.
I mean, well...
That's true.
Like, would you consider... Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! In-universe, is that considered a sport? A sport. Like,
yeah. Is it sport?
And would that be considered... Like, Beyblade in-universe is considered a sport, but would you consider it a sports anime? Maybe. Like, in real life?
Nah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, at least. Like, I just consider it a game.
I like those kinds of shows because it's always funny seeing how they take these small little things and take them fucking dead ass serious in universe. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's this one scene in Beyblade that will forever be hilarious to me, where they had Moses, like religious figure Moses, split the Red Sea with the goddamn Beyblade.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. But I'll have to see that episode before.
A few months ago, but like I will never get over that. Like, Chris, when we're done doing this podcast, I literally want you to search Moses Bait. It is one of the most famous videos I've ever seen.
I'm definitely
gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, they have Moses split the Red Sea with a goddamn Beyblade, and it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like a specific, like, oh shit, it's war moment, and it's like in real life, you're like, nigga, what?
I know, bro.
That's close to heresy that they put.
It really might be heresy, but Japan don't care. It's like, what?
You're gonna have
percent like Christian.
Moses.
The Japanese Christians going to tell the anime industry.
I want to. You know, they got to have like Moses versus Elijah on a Beyblade off, or, you know.
Moses versus Elijah. Like Moses versus Muhammad versus Jesus versus Buddha.
Once?
Yeah, and
in the tournament.
In a 2x2, a tag team Beyblade.
Yeah. It's wild.
Oh, that show was fucking ridiculous, but I love it. I fucking love it. It's like one of those shows where it's like, as a kid, you thought, oh, this is awesome. Then as an adult, you're like, this is dumb.
Yeah, hold on.
You know, when you grow up, there's certain shows that you liked as a kid, and you grow up, and you're like, man, why did I watch that? That shit was trash. And there are certain shows that you grow up, and you're like, this was dumb, but I still fucking like this. Beyblade is one of those shows where it's so dumb, it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're taking this spinning top shit serious. This is dead ass serious. Like, they had fucking cheating, they had steroids and shit in there. Mm-hmm. For a spinning top, I don't know how steroids help you spin a top better.
Wait, so we have to count Zoids too, right?
Oh, Zoids. Yeah, because like, what is it, New Century? Zoids New Century, they was a sport. They would do like fight, century, like they, action fight,
like, sporting competition.
It's like
the Blitz team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I was actually recently rewatching it. I'm about to rewatch. Speaking of Zoids, the newest Zoids is on Netflix, so I'm gonna watch that later on.
Oh, I thought Zoids died. What?
I might actually do an episode about mecha shows and like obscure ones. Like I had that on my list. I think I'm gonna do that next.
I like show. That wasn't like the first thing you ever did, because like I know you love Gundam. Like that's just like your thing. Like
I love me some Gundam, bruh. Mm-hmm. But mech shows in general are awesome. Like
I'm really waiting for that episode so I can just like hear you talk about.
You talking about
Zoids, like you said. Freaking hang on. We gonna come back to that at a later point. That's probably gonna be next week's topic. Mecha shows, but yeah, Zoid. Like two of the series, like I think it was Fusers and then New Century,
mm-hmm.
or was it?
I mean, well,
I think it was. Like,
I'm looking online, like set. this Word. Five series, this Chaotic Century, then New Century, then Genesis, then Wild.
Yeah, New Century and Fusers were the ones that they had it as sports.
Oh,
New Century, it was just like they was riding around and like the shield lighter and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then Fusers, you can combine like, oh, I have this blah 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 eagle and this blah 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 shield lighter. We can fuse and now we're a better fighter. Like that's how because they gotta sell them toys, boy. wait, if we're gonna talk about Zoids, we gotta bring up G Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fighting tournament. Does that count?
So that's exactly what I'm saying, right? Like if every show has a tournament, does that automatically classify?
So wait.
Sports anime?
We have to classify.
What
are the classifiers for sports anime? You have to. What are the things that you have to have? Like a sports tournament?
I mean,
do you need a sports tournament for it to be considered an anime?
Yeah,
anime.
I think with Gundam, it was a tournament, but it wasn't like a sports tournament. Like that was just like
but people consider that actually brings me into the next question though. Are martial arts and fighting anime, certain kinds of them, considered sports anime? Because like martial arts and fighting are considered sports sometimes.
Yeah, it depends. Well, in the
like would you consider like a show like Baki a sports anime, or we consider Hajime no Ippo, clearly that's a sports anime, mm-hmm. but like Baki, would that be a sports anime?
Oh, I mean,
what's that one we were talking about before, Kieran? I keep forgetting. It's like
Karate Shokoshi. Yeah, that one. Well, that's just a manga.
I would personally consider that a sports anime.
The thing in Japan,
because it's about karate at first, and then it's eventually like MMA. But like, you see what I'm talking about? There's that gray area for
sports because it's about underground fighting. So it's like. It's not really recognized as like, yo, that's an actual sport. That's more like,
I mean, it's underground fighting, but they be gambling on it.
Yeah, well, let me see.
So, like, what is that's the question though? What is the boundary? Like, let me ask you guys. So, what are the things that you would use to define a sports anime to get it at least a little bit clearer for the people who are listening?
I mean, if it has like a sports, like if it has an actual,
so what does a sports genre, anime need?
Like a tag.
What does a sports anime need? What are the qualities the traits it needs to be considered a sports anime, in your opinion?
I mean, like if it's like recognized like as a sport in the series itself, like, obvious ones, and it's Slam Dunk. Haikyuu, those are recognized as sports. But if it comes like ones like let me see, like Yu-Gi-Oh, I don't remember considered in the series. I thought it was just considered like a game.
But it was competitive.
Yeah.
And you could win prize money. So like it's sort of like the argument for like esports. Are esports considered a sport? Because it's competitive, you can win money, but like a lot of people wouldn't consider it a sport because there's not much physical activity. But other people are like, well, chess could be a sport, or checkers, or any of these other things, mahjong. Like, what do you think defines the word as sport? Like, what are the things that you need to have for it to be considered a sport, and what's not a sport?
Let me see. I don't know. That's a tough question.
For me, the way that I think about it is, with a sports anime, everything about the show has to revolve around that sport. So I think of like Haikyuu, I'm thinking, you know, they're in the gym every single day, right? Or, you know, they're
putting up shots in the gym.
Huh?
I said they're putting up shots in the gym.
Yeah, like they're there every single day. Like, there aren't that many scenes outside of that, or, you know, you don't see too many episodes where they're not in that gym, right? At least once or twice. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking of like Yu-Gi-Oh! Like Yu-Gi-Oh!
So it has to be the main focus of the series.
Yeah, like Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like, you know, it'll be him, you know, walking around, talking, trying to go, you know, get his grandfather back. And on the sidelines, you know, it's part of the game, right? Like, oh, you know, we don't know what he's got in his deck. There's like something there, but you don't see Yu-Gi-Oh!
So are you saying you wouldn't consider Yu-Gi-Oh! One? Because
I'm saying, I think if we're talking about, is the sport central to the anime itself? I don't think the card, like to me, Yu-Gi-Oh, like the card game itself is a manifestation of the people playing the game, right?
Oh, so you think the cards are less about the card game itself?
Yeah, it's not.
That's just their way of asserting their will, like how a stand would be used in JoJo.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So
I can see that point.
For Haikyuu, or in for say, so I want to go back to this Yu-Gi-Oh example. Yugi, he's not, you know, like waxing his cards every day. He's not, you know, like shuffling his deck. You don't see him saying, okay, you know, first I'm gonna play Blue Eyes White Dragon, I'm gonna come back and hit him with the Dark Magician. Then after that's not gonna happen, you know, I'm gonna play Potter.
Yes, that's true. You don't see him practicing. You don't see him like doing coming up with strategies.
No practice.
But that being said. For the original Yu-Gi-Oh, maybe, but definitely GX, you do see that.
Okay, so therefore, maybe, you know, in different animes, we can kind of move pin, you know, back towards a central anime, right?
You wouldn't consider like the original Yu-Gi-Oh that, because like it has a lot of other themes, but you might consider GX.
Sure.
That.
Yeah, if we see him practicing, and I was thinking similar about Beyblade, right? Like. Beyblade, like you see, you know, cleaning and like they do go to tournaments, but and they do
they practice. You see them practicing with their Beyblades, which I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can practice to be better at spinning Beyblades, but cool. You do see them putting them at work. Mm-hmm. That brings up another one, Food Wars.
But see, that's
would you consider that a sports anime?
That's slice of life. I don't think that's sports anime.
No, it's competitive. And like along your definition that you just gave, they practice. You see them doing the prep work and practicing new dishes and trying out new ingredients. And then they go into the food war, and there's a winner and a loser. That does that count as a sports? Can you have a sport cooking?
I want to say there's a Venn diagram, right? On sports is on the left, and slice of life is on the right, right? And then in that middle area is where I would put Food Wars, because it's like it's like slice of life, but it also has enough sport to it, and practicing where we can put them in the middle.
Okay.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh is also Yu-Gi-Oh is more the first Yu-Gi-Oh would be more slice of life, but then like the second Yu-Gi-Oh that you're talking about, I would put more in that middle gray area where it's like it does have practice. They are, you know, working on their craft. They are training. They do think about strategy. That's more, you know, closer to a sport ish.
By the way, it's not that I'm saying you're right or wrong. I'm just saying my point is there's kind of a gray area, because that's like how it is in real life too. Like there's a gray area in between what's considered a sport and what's not. Like Food Wars is based off of the concept of like Iron Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Like would you consider an Iron Chef to be an athlete or a cook or both? Like, you know what I mean? Like there's sort of a gray area. Like I was saying earlier with the East. They train, they put in the work, but like a lot of people wouldn't consider them athletes, but they also get prize money. They also have like come with a claim, like they become celebrities like other athletes would be.
Like, you know how hard
so, it is. Like, there's sort of a gray area.
Get a headshot on
college. That's what I want to talk about it, because like, you know, in real life there's that gray area, but there's also that gray area in terms of like what shows would be considered a sports anime. You have anything else you want to add to that, Kieran?
I mean, for me, it's just like, for me, like, it's just like just because like it's competitive doesn't mean it's a sport. That's what's going through my head, but yeah, there's a difference between competition and like it being recognized as a sport. But yeah,
like earlier parts of Dragon, you could consider probably a sports anime because like they're in the tournament segments.
But then, I mean, you have to go to like Yu Yu Hakusho also has the dark tournament. Is that a sports anime?
Nah.
See, probably not, but like I'm saying, people can make the argument. It may not be a sports anime, but that particular section could be considered a sports anime.
Nobody's gonna go, you know, go and
so,
break down.
So what, like, you're just using
I'm not gonna act like it's we're not a bunch of nerds. There are people that would make those arguments. Have you never been on Anna Twitter before?
Yeah. Got stands for everything.
People will make arguments for literally anything, for literally any reason, just because. I'm just here playing like devil's advocate at this point. Like I'm not exactly sure. Like there are certain ones I probably wouldn't consider sports anime. So there are certain ones I might be like, that's questionable. That's a maybe for me.
I guess I would say that they have to be classified as sport in our world for it to be a sports anime.
But then then you have things like Keijo, which, oh my god, fucking Keijo. for anyone who might not know what Keijo is.
Oh, I just looked it up.
Describe Keijo, but it's an anime. Fucking Japan, you making me explain what Keijo is. It's an anime where there's a competitive sport where women have to knock each other off of pedestal into like water using all not their hands or feet, only their other body parts. Mm-hmm. So like their ass or their hips or their chest.
Oh, you be watching the fan service. I got you. You watch
I did not watch the show. I know of the show.
Right, okay.
But yeah. within the series that's considered a sport.
What episode are you on?
Trust me, I did not watch it. As soon as I saw that, I was like, this is one of the dumbest motherfucking things I've ever seen. I'm not watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that brings up a question. Horse racing.
What?
Is that considered a sport?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, it's recognized as a sport.
Horse anime girl sports racing, because that is a real thing that exists. By the way, search that. That is a real thing. I forget the exact name of the show. It's like Uma something, but like they are horse girls doing horse racing. Because Japan is a strange place. Let's just leave it at that. I didn't watch it, but I'm somewhat curious. It's like literal. Like, you know how they're cat girls, they're horse girls, and they race. Like horse racing. But they don't have anyone on their back. They're just running. It is a strange thing. Japan pumped out some content that I'm not quite sure what to think about.
you know what's good too? But well, like it's drag race.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, initial D. Out of sports.
Yeah, it's drag racing, so that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drag racing isn't really sanctioned.
I mean, well, whatever you call like NASCAR racing, what is that? Like, isn't that drag? I mean,
a stock car. That's called
car racing. Stock car racing.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, that's what NASCAR is considered.
Okay. I mean, well, in initial D, it's like there's some people just like they end up doing that. But in the beginning, like it's just some racing, racing down like
mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mount Fuji.
Passes. Like, yeah, mountain passes and stuff. But yeah, like I'm on like season three of that. It's pretty good. But yeah,
I'm not sad because I'm pretty sure that's on Netflix too. I've heard good things about it, but like, only, it's on. Shit, my freaking anime watch list is fucking gigantic.
Me too, bro. Like I have a lot to watch. Yeah.
But yeah. Do you guys have anything else about that? I just wanted to talk about it because, like I said, it's a gray area. It's kind of nebulous, so it deserves discussion.
So I think the same question applies that if every tournament is a sub-arc of sports anime within the anime itself, does every race arc count as a sports anime within a larger anime?
Like every time they have a race? Mm-hmm. Would that count as at least that section of the anime? Would that count as a sports anime?
I haven't seen anime.
Should.
I haven't seen any anime like non sports anime that have. I don't remember any, like scenes anywhere or like any arcs.
I mean, there's plenty of tournament arcs everywhere. Like Fairy Tail had a tournament arc.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, Yu Yu Hakusho had one.
Dragon Ball Z.
I'm pretty sure there was a racing episode in like Cowboy Bebop and Trigun at some point. There was a baseball episode in Samurai Champloo. Is that a sports anime?
Oh, yeah. This is what we're doing now. It's like, yo.
Episode. That I love baseball episode.
That was so stupid.
I love it simply because of the terrible Japanese English American accent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, to be fair to Japan, like, if I spoke in Japanese, I would probably have an awful fucking accent. But, like, it is always funny hearing the freaking English speakers they find for to play Americans, especially. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? I don't know what country this person is from, but they certainly are not American. Yeah. And English does not sound like it was their first language.
Or it's funny when like in anime when like they have foreigners like in Japan and like they'll be speaking Japanese but it's but it's like it'll be so off. I'm just like, yo, they don't look Japanese.
Like the American Japanese accent. The American speaking Japanese is the best part. Like when they have someone doing American accented Japanese, that shit has me dying. I don't know if that's what Americans actually sound like when they do that Japanese, but that's what Japanese people hear. They're like, these guys sound like fucking trash. To be fair to anime, that's how it is with most foreign media. Like, I'm sure that, like, when Americans have, like, people speaking certain languages, it's terrible. Like, I heard in, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman, by the way. He recently passed, but, like, I've heard the scene where they're in Korea and he speaks Korean. Like, the Korean was terribly accented from, like, people who actually are Korean. Like, when they're in Korea and they're speaking Korean, they're like, people who are actually Korean said that sounded painful to them because it was, like, the accents and the tones are off and stuff like that. Like, that's how it is in general. Like, I know in Bollywood especially, they be having, like, the worst. I don't know where they be getting these people that speak English, but it is the terrible. Like, there was this one scene on a plane. I think they were going to America, and, like, this person's accent, I don't know what the hell, where the hell he was from. I was like, this man is not American. I don't know why. You could have just said he's speaking English, so I don't know why you specified that he's American. This man is from some other place, and his English is fucking terrible.
Nah.
Wait, talking about, I just think he went off on a
tangent. You got sidetracked. Oh, I don't know. We were talking about Champloo and the baseball.
Oh, Champloo, the baseball episode. The baseball episode was one of my favorite episodes. I love how they fucking played Matthew Perry in a game of baseball about whether or not to open up Japan. That is just so fucking ridiculous. Okay, so moving on to the next question, man. What do you think sports animes do to make themselves palatable for, like, non-sports fans? Because, like, there are a lot of people who have no interest in sports at all, but they love sports anime.
I mean,
it is good what do you think sports animes do to make themselves not only appealing to people who enjoy sports, but people who are also maybe just anime fans or people who aren't fans of sports in general?
I mean, well, other than exaggerating movements and making it like unrealistic, like Kuroko no Basket, they hold the cake for that. Kuroko no Basket to me is like the Dragon Ball Z of sports anime. I'm just like, all right. Because I've seen like
all got their little special moves. Huh? I said they all got their little special moves.
Yeah,
in there.
Or like they would do like a simple pass. I'm just like, yo, why am I?
Oh, like the Kuroko's ignite pass. Like, I don't know how the fuck in real life you could do that. Like, it's not realistic at all. Like, there's no way you could like corkscrew your wrist fast enough to like do that shit. Like, that man has like no wrist cartilage at all.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it, but like I saw like a video about it. There's a character like he did this high speed dribble and then the ball just disappeared. But he already passed it to another player. I'm just like, what? Yeah, but
some of the shit they be doing it. Slam Dunk did this a little bit, but like Kuroko no Basket especially took that ball and ran with it. Like, that shit is full anime. Like, some of the shit they be doing, like, oh, I got eagle eye. I can see everyone on the court at the same time. How? How? You don't have no blind spot? How?
You're like an owl, basically. No. I don't.
I think it's like them piggybacking off of, you know, other anime that's out there. Like, Haikyuu in Kuroko no Basket, or maybe shonen, right? But the shonen itself is the team rather than, you know, one single person, or maybe that person is a part of the team. So you kind of, you know, think that's us, right? Like Yugi had a team.
Saying that by them focusing on the characters and their journey rather than the sport itself, that's how they pull in people.
Mm-hmm. Right, because like I think we all ultimately like have something that we all, you know, care dear for, and the fact that someone could love, you know, chess or Go or even basketball so much, or like, you want to see me do this pass I've been practicing on for the last 32 hours? Like, we can all relate to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, personally, like this, I was talking about, I wanted to mention this when you mentioned Yuri on Ice earlier, but there are, like, certain sports I could care less about, really. Like tennis, mm-hmm. I don't care. Ice skating, I can respect the artistry, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball, see, I somewhat care, but only because, like, when I was at UConn, I would be bored on, like, certain nights, and I would walk down to, like, Gampo where they had the volleyball team. Some of them volleyball girls, god damn, bro. I don't know what they beat them, but them volleyball boy, them volleyball girls.
Yo.
I don't leave it to that. Like, them volleyball girls, it's like, god damn. You tall? Anybody? Shit.
Nah, yo.
Oh my god! Anyway, but like volleyball is a sport. Yeah. I'm not a regular. I don't regularly tune into a volleyball game or a golf game. I could give less than two shits about golf because that is literally one of the most boring sports to watch in real life ever. I watched golf with one of my dorm mates when I was at college because like he was a golfer growing up and like in high school. He's like, yeah, watch golf with me. I'm like, this is boring. He's like, nah, watch it with me. It's fun. And then I watched like literally 2 hours of golf, and I was like, this is the most boring experience of my life. Oh my god, half of it is just them in the cart going to the next ball. But you put that golf, they put that shit in like a manga form. Like, there's this one golf manga that I'm forgetting the name of right now. But it's like they're explaining all the concepts. I think it's because like the way the authors are allowed to explain shit. Like they explain all the stuff that you might not know as like you're just watching. Mm-hmm. Like you're just watching it, and like in live, when you're watching something live, it doesn't get to translate, but they get to time to like cut to the audience and have like some of the random mm-hmm. characters, some of the people that you might know or some of the teammates be like, oh, this is what they're doing. They're doing this because of this and blah blah blah. And like, oh, I understand this concept.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. you touched on an important point that, you know, anime and manga can often reveal the nuance to these sports that, you know, it's not easy to see in the first, you know, hour or 2 hours, right? So like, I don't have enough money to go watch people play golf, you know, good golfers, and be like, oh, you know, look at him put that backspin. He aimed for, you know, the back right of the green. He knew where it was going to go because he spent, you know,
It's dumb expensive. It's really hard to get tickets or passes, I guess, to go on a golf course. It's dumb expensive.
Yeah. Like, I can watch, you know, somebody do a crossover and be like, oh, you know, like, wait, like, you know, he's practiced that. He knows how important that is, and he knows when to crossover, and, you know, being able to play with the left hand and the right hand is just as good. Like, it took me a long time. Like, so, like, growing up, my dad wanted me to play basketball. Like, I hate basketball. I'm just bad at it. Right? Basketball is not my thing, and I didn't really understand what was so good about it, like what people enjoyed about it, right? Like, you just dribble a ball and you shoot it in the hoop. That's what I saw. And then now you ask me, after I've like watched basketball a long enough time, it's like, oh, like, okay, you know, there's a rhythm, there's a flow to it, right? Like, when do you
there's an athletic flair, like, you can tell. Like, there are certain people that you can tell they put in a lot of work, but there are also certain people that you can tell that this person is just extremely fucking athletic. Jesus. How did he do that shit? Exactly. This man crossed over left, turned around, and then did like a fucking deep hook reverse. And you're like, God damn. There's like, well, shit, sir. Good on you. Like, I could never do that. Like, you just have to appreciate how athletic and how skilled they are. You know what I mean?
And I think, you know, manga and anime can give you, get you caught up to that. It's like, oh, well, you know, that's what's really going on, right? There's a hidden game. With every sport, there's a hidden side to it that it takes a long time.
They talk about the mental aspects. Because, like, if you're watching a real game, real life, I don't know what Kobe's thinking before he takes a shot. I don't know what Aaron Judge is thinking before he hits a home run. Like, that's not something that's possible. But in the manga, you can be in the heads of both sides. And, like, the good thing sports manga do that I really enjoy, whenever they have like an opposing team, they take the time to introduce you to that team. Like, sometimes it might be a team that's just like a bunch of dickheads. Sometimes it might be a team that's like, damn, they're cool too. I wouldn't mind if they won. You know, my homies, they gotta win. Like, and then they give you that element of like, oh shit, like, these guys are really good. I saw them put they work too. Like, they ain't no bitches. Like, they could actually put the works on our team. Like, you know what I mean? They give you that time to introduce the other team and give you the backstory and why they're doing what they're doing or how they do what they do. Like, you, like, it's, you're a sports fan. Like, you're a fan of a particular football team, and every week your team plays another team. You don't know what the hell the other team's been doing unless you're like a super fan. Like most people don't know. Like, if I'm a Patriots fan, I don't know all the team members of like the Vikings. I just know, oh, it's time to play the Vikings this week. But in a sports anime, if we're the Vipers and they're the Cougars, the sports anime will spend like 2 or 3 chapters explaining who the Cougars are and who all their players are. So I know, oh, this is the Cougars captain. Like, this is his last year to play. Like, he has a bad knee. Like, after this game, he might never be able to play again. Like,
like, not the bad.
Like, goddamn. Crazy. I really feel bad for you, Cougars captain. Like, that knee is fucked up, but I see you put in the work.
Damn.
I also want to say that another thing that's good about sports anime that's often missed in other anime is that, like, your team can lose in a sports anime, right? Like, they can lose. They can get beat up. Yeah. Someone can, you know, like, you know, get a knee injury or something like that, and that could ruin it. But, you know,
Like shonen anime, if you lose, it happens very rarely, but like, you can potentially.
What are you talking about?
Often. Like, you can lose in a sports anime, and it's like, damn, that's tough. Depending on how late in the series it is, it's going to be like, damn, that's tough. But we got another tournament coming up. Yeah. Simple.
Exactly. Right. It's not. It's never like the end all be all. Like, you know, somebody dies, and it's like, oh well. Like, I guess so much for that. And so
it's like, your team is always going to win. There's always a chance that they might lose.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it real, right? That's what makes that, you know, the last minute bank shot, you know, off the glass more important. Or, you know, it makes it more real, more tangible, almost, in a sense.
And that's the thing about sports in general that's cool. Like, there can always be an upset. Like, yeah, there are teams that are more likely to win. Mm-hmm. But there can always be an upset. Like, the Patriots don't win every year. Basketball, the the Warriors or the Spurs don't win every year in basketball. So football was the first thing I meant. Like, there are teams that are really good. The Yankees don't win every year in baseball. Like, there are these teams that you know are very good, but they don't win every year. And that's what makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, who we're trying to see who's going to win this year. Who's the best this year? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, you don't have to necessarily be a big team to win. That's the fun thing about sports anime.
Yeah.
I mean, let me see.
Well, so far what I'm seeing in Princess S, it's like I think, like, the series, or, like, you know, like, you got your main character, but, like, they only show, like, battles, like, involving, I mean, like games involving him, but it's, like, they don't make it seem like, yo, he's the only one that matters. So, he's a kid, like, just really good at, and, like, he's like a genius in a sense, because, like, his pops was, like, a former pro, and, like, he always catches like people older than him off guard. But yeah,
Well, if we're gonna talk about tennis anime, one that I won't say it's better than Princess Tennis, but one that I enjoy more than Princess Tennis is Baby Steps, and it's basically, for anyone who hasn't seen the show. It used to be on Crunchyroll, but it's not on there anymore, unfortunately. I'm not sure where you can watch it, but Baby Steps. Basically, the main character is like a super nerd. Like, he's very particular. He has rigid. He sets things out. He has a schedule set up. He takes very particular notes and stuff like that. And, like, that's his character. Like, he's very smart. He's very school-oriented. And then one day, he meets his girl, and he's like, oh, this girl is interesting. She's like, oh, well, you want to come with me to this tennis club I attend? I'm trying to get a little bit fit, and it seems like tennis might be something that's a good exercise for me. That's what he goes to. And then he gets there, he likes it, he's like, this is really fun. I think I want to actually start playing tennis. Like seriously, playing tennis. And then, like, you see how he handles, like, tennis from his very rigid, very particular way of doing things. Like, he doesn't treat tennis, like, separate from, like, the way he does things. He does tennis in his own way. Like, he takes vigorous notes, or he does searches all the theories and stuff like that. And, like, people are like, that's weird. Why are you doing that? Like, just be in the moment, just play. And he's like, nah, that's not how I think. And, like, it's cool to see him eventually become really good at tennis through putting in work his own way. Like, it shows that not doing things doesn't always have to be a certain way. You can do things your own way and still be good at them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's like a number of people that has to be satisfied for it not to be a shonen anime? Like, when I was thinking, like, hold on, hear me out. When I was thinking of, like, Food Wars has so many different characters, right, who all love food, who all kind of practice food. So does that make it more of a sports anime than a shonen?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, like I was saying before, you can be both. I would consider Food Wars to be an anime, but it's also cooking it. And also, I would consider it a sports anime.
Shonen.
Like, you could be multiple things. Well, things aren't mutually exclusive.
I was trying to think of, so maybe in Food Wars, like, most of the time it's on Soma, right? But you were pointing out how in sports anime, you know, they dedicate 3 or 4 chapters to the other team. Like, you don't see.
I definitely enjoy an anime that spend time building up the side characters, so that, like, it's not just one character or nothing. Like having anime or manga that, like, the side characters are treated well and treated as important too, that's cool. Like, DBZ, I loved DBZ, but like in Dragon Ball, the side characters mattered. Once you got to Z, like, it was pretty much Goku, and then once Vegeta got introduced, Goku, Piccolo, and Vegeta were the only ones that mattered. Then Gohan was important for a little bit, and then Piccolo fell out of favor. Now it's only Goku and Vegeta. The rest of them are pretty much there to commentate. Which is kind of sad, because, like, Yeah, those are dope characters too. I wish they actually got to do some shit that was important.
Yeah, but
like Food Wars, pretty good about making sure that even the side characters have their own distinct personalities. And like, hey, when they get up on the stage, that's important because like, oh, that's one of my boys. I want to see him win. You know what I mean? I'm one of my girls.
Are there tropes in sports anime?
There are definitely tropes in every genre of anything, but like, what are the tropes? Probably tournaments. Arcs are definitely one of the tropes.
So like, I was thinking of how, like, you know, it's characteristic for your dad to leave for some reason in anime. And I was wondering, like,
we can't have two parent households in this. The fuck you think this is? They would have no motivation if they had a papa. Earlier. how are they supposed to be motivated to do something? Well, that's a trope over the world. Like, you see that in, like, Disney movies. Like, at least one parent is dead. Usually the mama, but, like, at least one of them mofos is dead or just gone.
And so I'm wondering, like, are there ones that are specific to sports anime? Like you mentioned earlier how his brother died and he got his heart transferred into him. Are there other examples of that?
There are definitely examples, but it's hard to think. Well, I would say one of the tropes is like them explaining who the other team is. Like they're spending a lot of time doing backstory of the other team. So you know, they basically set up the other team so that when it's time to actually, you know, get down to whatever playing them, it has a sense of weight to it. Like if it's just some random ass mofos that you've never seen before, you really care if your team wins? Nah. Mm-hmm. They set up the other team so that when it's time, you're like, oh, these people are serious. Like I saw this man just munching on steroids. How is our team gonna win? Like, you know what I mean? Or damn, that other team, like the captain's little sister has cancer and like he's trying to win the championship so he can bring her the trophy, and that was a promise. Like, god damn. Like, damn, bro, I know I want our team to win. Shit, I don't want you to lose either. Like, you know what I mean? Like they set it up so that there's a sense of either emotional weight or like, oh, they're really good. How's our team gonna win? You know what I mean?
Let me see. I mean, like trope. I mean, well, one of the tropes I'm seeing. Well, I don't know if it's a trope, but it's like in like Initial D and like Prince of Tennis. What they like some of the techniques they use. Like I based on like actual techniques in like real life.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's true. The authors of sports anime tend to like do actual techniques. Oh, that's another trope. How they try to give you the theory behind like actual techniques in real life. They'll try to explain to you, oh, this is what he's doing is important. Or here's this technique that he just made up and here's a theory behind it. Like, oh, this car is drifting. He has such and such wheels, and this gets him more grip. Blah blah blah. Like, you know,
do that. I'm just like, yo, y'all make me want to start. Oh, I want to get a car and start modding it. Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, like that's another thing. Like a lot of these sports animes make you want to get up and be like, god damn, can I do that? I'm curious. Like, wait, let me try this crossover trick they just told me in this thing. Nah, I don't got the hand out for that. I'm gonna leave that to them, but like I it's possible. Or that's really unrealistic. Like, Inazuma 11, I mentioned it earlier. That shit is super. Like they be jumping up in the air and fucking kicking fireballs and lightning balls and shit. We didn't even mention ISO 21. How the fuck did we miss out on that? ISO 21 is so entertaining, but so unrealistic. They have one. There's one character that they're like, oh, his tackle is so sharp, it's like getting hit with a spear. Like, nigga, what? But this man, he only runs straight in the line. It's like a train. He's like a train once he gets up to steam.
I forgot about Ice Shield 21. That's crazy.
I fucking love Ice Shield. Ice Shield 21 is a shit, but it's also, it's one of those shows where it's like, this is dumb, but this is entertaining dumb. Like, so 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds soaking wet guy is the best running back ever. This man fucking moves. And he can fucking, like, disappear from your sight and shit, like, bam! Best running back ever.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a good anime to me.
Oh, it's, check it out. If we're talking about, like, a more realistic anime slash manga, check out Giant Killing. It's, like, a very, very realistic look into, like, soccer or football, depending on what part of the world you're from. And how, like, management, like, all the stuff like that, like, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that most people want to know about, like, keeping your players, how you make your players practice, how you keep your stars, like, not entertained, how you keep your stars happy, how you grow young talent, and how you know when is the time to put in the young guns so they get some experience, and how do you keep your veterans happy so they keep playing, or that kind of stuff. That's like, it's really cool. It's real cool. I believe that the anime had like 26 or so episodes, and like the manga is still ongoing. It's like at 300 or so.
Yeah, I heard of it. Giant chapters. I heard of that one.
Check it out. It used to be back in this is just me showing my age, but back in the old days of Crunchyroll, before they had ads, it was on there. Back in the old times of like 2009, 2010. What
happened? Didn't something happen to it like last week?
No.
I heard everybody was like, did something happen to it? Crunchyroll rip something. Something bad in the anime world. I was following it.
Oh,
Kiss Anime died.
I mean, because that's probably like the biggest.
They were doing this is how Crunchyroll got brought up. You know, they had like a picture of like a guy standing in front of like a gravestone, throwing up the peace sign, and like on the face of the top, they put Crunchyroll and Funimation, and then on the gravestone was
Xander. I know, yo. I saw a few Twitter Twitter memes about anime.
About Crunchyroll and like Funimation, like, or like there was one meme where it was like a guy on the phone, like Crunchyroll, it was like Crunchyroll on the guy's face is like, did you do it? And like the response is like, yeah, it's dead. And then they like threw up a picture like Kiss Anime on the ground. With,
yo, nah. I mean, well, probably the guys like who running like all those Kiss Anime like domains, like they'll probably just like come back as like another
maybe. So I've heard that Japan is gonna crack down on like copyright and shit, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, man. I mean, GoGo Anime is still up, but like it's like a bunch of different domains for it on servers.
Is that the one I use? Yeah, I did.
Pirates are forever. They'll figure something out.
Yeah, man. Yo, what's next?
Oh. Anything else you want to add in terms of like what he was asking about the tropes? I mean, I'm sure there are other tropes,
but like,
like the underdog character who like one particular trope is like the character that's new to the sport, like the main character. I've never played this before, and yet I'm somehow going to become the best player of this ever. Either through my hard work or I'm just now naturally talented. There's two variations. Like, oh, I'm just naturally talented. And like, I pick up this shit real quick. And then there's the one that's like, I'm gonna put in the fucking work, bruh. I'm gonna work my ass off because this is the shit that I love.
Word. Yeah, that's a trope. Or, no, those are tropes. Let me see. Or like, there'll be a trope where it's like, yo, like they play the sport, but it's like, they don't want to be the best. Like, they just want to beat like one person, and after that, like they don't know what they.
Like, I don't care if we lose. I beat this one mofo. I hate him.
Yeah.
There's always a disinterested rival, like the one that's really, really good at the sport, but doesn't show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, I'm just cool. Like, Rukia and Sam Dunk or Kageyama, which is funny because they're on the those ones are on the same team. Mm-hmm. Like, you're competing against your own teammate. Whatever. Whatever gets you going.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I think that's it for tropes. So I that's the same, man.
All right. So then, moving on to the last question, then, what do you think attracts people to sports anime? Like, what do you think is a sports anime does that is attractive to people or makes it a popular genre?
I feel like this was a similar question to like a sub question.
It's similar to the earlier one, but like it's more meta than like the other one. Like, what do you think about the concept of what do you think is about? Excuse me. What do you think conceptually about sports anime makes it attractive to people? Like, do you think it's like it's easier to pick up? Like, they explain things very well. Like, what do you think about the conceptual or more metatextual stuff about sports anime makes it so it's easy to absorb by a lot of people? It's
tangible, right? Like, yeah. I can go pick up a basketball, and you know, say I can go pick up a basketball, shoot a hoop. I can go play volleyball if I wanted to, right? And that's a more tangible way than saying, you know, I can go Super Saiyan 3, even though I might try, you know.
You're going to try and pop a vessel.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it possible. And so that, and for me, like, I liked Air Gear because it's about rollerblading, and like, I like rollerblading. Oh, it's fun. Like, I can dream, right, about about the different world of Air Gear and about, you know, playing with different wheels and, you know, climbing the highest buildings and getting as much air as possible and all that stuff. So I think that's closer for me than, you know, going, you know, to the moon or going to the stars and all that. That's what I see, at least.
Mm-hmm. So it's like more, well, it's more attainable doing a sport. Like, you could ask, maybe if you practice, you could pick up a basketball skill, or if you practice, you could skate, rather than like, it's really not possible for you to do a Kamehameha or a spirit bomb or like a hit you with a one of those sword techniques, because like, you know, you don't want to murder anyone.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. You know, like, I think like when it comes to sports, like, some people, like, just think, like, it's easy, like, to get into. Versus, like, oh, like, I mean, like, if I gave, like, let me see. If I gave, like, one of my, wasn't it's like, choice between, like, oh, like, or, like, I guess, an anime about ninjas versus an anime about, like, yo, like, about racing. But like when I say racing,
there's a lower barrier. Like, it's easier to understand the concept of, oh, it's basketball or oh, it's tennis, rather than oh, we're a race of like people from 2,000 years ago and our ancestors got murdered, blah blah blah.
They'd be like, yo, I'm not gonna watch that, bro. That's too much work.
Other than like, oh, your kid picks up basketball and starts shooting hoops. Okay, cool. I could get that.
Exactly. It's easier. It's like a more basic plot.
Yeah.
But I feel that, like, I definitely agree with that. Like, it's easier to get into, figure out what they're doing with ice skating than it might be for like 10,000-year-old ninja feuds in like Naruto.
Yeah, man. What are some other ways that they make like anime more appealing. I never really thought about it because, like, I'm not that into sports anime in the first place. Let me see. I mean, well, like, I guess, like, that, like, well, with sports, like it has, like a larger following, a fan base. Because I have some friends who they only started anime, like, their first anime is, like, I mean, like, was, like, Kuroko no...
The first anime, because there's more of a real-world connection that they can hop off. Like, you might not know anything about anime in general, but you know about football. And if you see someone playing football, they're like, oh, cool, I like this. And then you can use that as a jumping board to hop off to other things.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, football, soccer, basketball. And other sports.
I think I think part of the appeal, at least for me, is like, yeah, you can watch your character grow emotionally in like most series, and then they have power ups and stuff. But like in a sports anime, you see them actually putting in the work and gradually getting better. Like you see them dribbling, or you see them working on their shot, and like that's more relatable as a person in real life, because like you could do that. Like if you put in the work, you could probably get. You might not be a great basketball player, but you can become a better basketball player.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like it's more realistic the path that they go on from like not that good to like eventually they become good. Like that's a more understandable like path than like from Goku where he started to like he's now a literal fucking god. This isn't like shots at Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball. That's my favorite series, but like it's not in any way realistic. Anyone that tells you Dragon Ball is realistic is smoking that good dope.
Yeah, sports anime like there's like a more like straightforward like I guess like motivation to do things. Like it's like with Naruto or like Hunter x Hunter. It's like yo, you're not gonna get motivated.
It's more of an abstract goal. No types of shows like I want to be acknowledged by these people, or I want to be a king of some concept, rather than like I just want to be the best basketball player in the world, or I want my team to be the best team in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Can we quickly talk about the Japanese sports system? Because like I never understand it. Like it just. Like, you can literally, this is the way I think about it. You can literally play 3 official games in your entire high school career if you lose all of them, because it's like one round knockout robin tournament. You can literally play only 3 official games in your entire career if your team is ass.
Yeah, I'm.
Like, it's so weird to me that they don't have, like, a season and then a postseason. Like,
I mean, yeah, well. I think with the whole seasons and like games, I think that's only like an American thing, or you're not.
They're not American. Like other sports do that, like soccer. Like they may not have like a quote unquote postseason, but they at least have more than one game. Like you'll play a certain amount of games, and then maybe at the end of the season they'll tally up your points, and whoever has the most points, that's the winner. Okay, cool. That's different than like having a postseason. But like they play more than one game is my thing. Like they have a whole bunch of scrimmage matches and stuff like that. But like you can literally play 3 games your entire career in that one sport because your team is terrible, and you keep getting knocked out in the first play-in game.
True.
Like, that concept is kind of strange to me.
Yeah, 5, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That'd be fine. Yeah, whatever. All right, make it common. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think it applies to like sports because like I know when it comes to like their sports, like their like original sports, like kendo or karate, or like kendo, like or most of the sports, I think martial arts based, and the other sports are like Western sports that like they just I guess like.
Yeah, I'm talking about our sports like they play in high school. And like they don't call them teams, you're a club.
Chris?
It's like roughly equivalent to like the art club or something. Oh, I think Chris
dropped out. Yeah, probably maybe he left the app or something happened. You sent him the link through text or you just sent him the notification through the app?
I sent it in his DM. So if he wants to, he can come back. Yeah, but like they don't. They have like just like one or two tournaments per sport, maybe three, depending on the sport. But like that's it. So like you can potentially, if your team's not good, like some of the other tournaments, you have to like do well in the previous tournament to even qualify. So like if your team wasn't good, you literally could play three official games your entire career in like basketball or football or soccer or whatever the sport is.
Oh, that's what it was in like Crocodile Basket because I never watched it so. Didn't it happen?
I mean, that's how it is in a lot of the sports. Like, have you watched Diamond No Ace? Or Diamond No Ace or Ace of Diamonds?
I haven't saved. Oh, it's like that? For baseball?
Yeah. Oh, that's how the Japanese, it's always, it's for the most part, we talk about like high schoolers in sports. Like, those are the ones I get focused on. But like, that's how it is in like Japanese high school sports. Like you have one tournament, maybe two, maybe three, and then like if you lose once, you're out.
Okay.
Well, at least until you like far enough in. If you get far enough in, you might have like some play-in type of deals where you like play two or three teams depending on the sport. But like for the most part, if you lose your first game, you're out. You're done for the year.
Yeah. Organizations, how they work, cause yeah, cause for basketball, like we have like NBA, well that's the like professional one, and then the ones for like high school and college, like they're like smaller organizations.
But like in high school, you at least play like depending on the league you're in, you play at least 20 games, and then like depending on how you did in those 20 games, you might get into the postseason, and then you, if you lose a game, you're knocked out. But you play a bare minimum of games before you even play. Play your knockout games, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, that concept has always been strange to me. Like that you could only play like three official games. That's a possibility that you can only play three official games in your entire time in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'll have to look up like the organization, like the sports organizations, and like their rules and regulations. That's what it comes
to. I mean, yeah, like look into like Japanese sports, but that's how it is in most other sports. I'm pretty sure that's how it is like throughout all high school Japanese sports, but it could be different in certain sports. Like maybe like the karate and stuff like that, they have like several tournaments and stuff like that. Cool. But like basketball, football, soccer, tennis, volleyball, if you lose once, you out. That's it, you're done.
Okay. Yeah, that I didn't know.
Like because that's the way it's set up. Every game in these types of sports anime are important because if you lose, you're done.
Okay, got you. Yeah, I'll look into it.
Well, I think that's a good place to end it. Though. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Chris, for joining us as well. Do you have anything you want to shout out or anything you've been working on or something like that before we go?
I mean, bro, just my Twitter.
Other than being a sweet bye?
Yeah. I mean, my Twitter is like, it's at @SHIENIN. Yeah, you'll hit me up.
Yo, check out his Twitter. Follow him. He's dope. Hey, man. Hit him up. If you need some recommendations for a show, he's the man. the man to see.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Follow us. Yo, you got someone following you?
Let me do my end of the episode spiel. I'm opening up the podcast to suggestions for topics or questions. So if you would like to submit any questions or subjects for me to cover, hit me up either at my email, jirelashcctra@gmail.com, my Twitter, jlash20, or my Instagram, I guess, or Snapchat, which are both jirelashley, no space. And like that, we gone. Thank you again for joining me, Kieran. It's a pleasure as always. Yeah. I'm definitely thinking I'm going to do that Mecca episode. So if you want, if you're interested in joining, just let me know. I'm going to put out that casting tweet at some point, maybe today or tomorrow.
All right, yeah, I'm down. I'm down. Cool.
Enjoy the rest of your day,
cousin. Yeah, bro. Yeah, this guy Chris, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I mean, I know he dropped. Yo, did he text you afterwards or not?
Oh, sure. I'm thinking, I was hearing something on a... Oh, he couldn't hear us. Something happened with his computer and he couldn't hear us, so...
Yo, but I still don't know, like, how to use Anchor on, I mean, through the website. Or, like, unless they have, like, a...
I don't know what was going on with that. Like, Anchor is weird. It would be a lot better if you could just, it was the same format online and through the more mobile app, but things can never be that easy, unfortunately.
Word.
I'll talk to you later.
Mm.
Boy.
Yeah.